大家好，
Hello, everyone.
听得见我的声音吗？
Can you all hear me?
再见。
感谢主给我们有再一次机会啊，可以彼此有交通。
Thank the Lord for giving us another opportunity to have fellowship together.
啊，因为这个疫情还没有过去啊，
Because of the pandemic.
所以我没有办法呢。这个实体的跟弟兄姊妹们在一起相聚，
So I'm unable to gather with you in person.
心里面呢实在是很想念你们。
But in my heart, I truly miss all of you.
那么虽然这个网络的方式啊，不是一个最好的方式啊。
Although meeting virtually is not a perfect way of meeting.
我们呢靠着主的恩典啊，能够和弟兄姊妹们。来交通
We rely on God to be with us as we have fellowship.
那弟兄姊妹都知道，这一次呢，我一里面的负担呢，
I think all of you already know what the burden is for the meeting.
我要讲那个扭转时代的两个妇女。
I'd like to speak on two women in the Bible who caused a turning of the times.
那么。就是讲路德和哈拿的故事。
And I'd like to speak on Ruth and Hannah.
我希望呢，从这两个妇人的身上啊，我们看一看神的所要我们明白的侍奉的原则。
And from these two women in the Bible, I'd like to draw from their some principles, spiritual principles.
我们知道，我们这个聚会呢，是一个侍奉交通聚会。
And we know that this meeting is a meeting specifically on service.
所以我们的负担呢，还是着重在侍奉上。
So our burden and the focus will still be on the service.
我想那个还是请弟兄姊妹哈，和我一同来读一些主的话。
Please turn with me to the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开《路德记》第一章，
Please turn with me to Ruth chapter 1.
我们读第一节和第二节。
We'll read verses 1 and 2.
我读中文的啊，那么翻译的等等会读英文。
Read it first in Chinese, followed by English.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居。这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩亚地，就住在那里。
Now it came about in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi. And the names of the two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem in Judah. Now they entered the land of Moab and remained there.
然后我们读16节和18到18节。
And next we'll read verses 16 through 18.
路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去；你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在那里。除非死能使你我相离。”不然，愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。拿俄米见路德定义要跟随自己去，就不再劝他了。
But Ruth said, Do not plead with me to leave you or to turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you sleep, I will sleep. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord do so to me and worse, if anything but death separates me from you. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her about it.
第二章
Chapter 2.
22节和23节
，Verses 22 and 23。
拿俄米对儿妇路德说：“女儿啊， 你跟着他的使女出去，不叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好。于是路德与波阿斯的使女常在一处拾取麦穗，直到收完了大麦和小麦，路德仍与婆婆同住。
And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with her, with his maids, lest others fall upon you in another field." So she stayed close to the maids of Boaz in order to glean until the end of the barley harvest and the wheat harvest, and she lived with her mother-in-law.
第3章第5节，
Chapter 3, verse 5.
路德说：“凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。
And she said to her, "All that you say, I will do."
”然后我们读第4章，
And then chapter four.
第4章啊，
Chapter four.
我们读21节和22节。
Chapter four, verses 21 and 22.
这里说，撒门生波阿斯，波阿斯生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。
And Salmon was born Boaz, and to Boaz, Obed, and to Obed, born Jesse, and to Jesse, David.
然后我们请弟兄姊妹啊，看四世纪。
And next, if we could look at
21章，
Judges 21,
四世纪21章第26节，
Judges 21. Verse 25.
25节啊，对不起，眼睛看错了。25节，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
最后呢，我请弟兄姊妹看一下这个马太福音
And lastly, if you could please turn with me to Matthew.
马太福音第1章
Matthew chapter 1,
第1节，
verse 1.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
这次呢，哈，主给我的负担呢，要交通两位妇女的故事。
The Lord placed in my heart the burden to speak on two women in the Bible.
啊，我想这个呢，对姊妹们来讲，可能是更大的鼓励呀。
And this may be a greater encouragement to the sisters.
因为通常在教会中啊，很多时候姊妹们都感觉说哈，好像，那个重要的工作呢，都是弟兄们做的。
Perhaps the sisters feel like in service in the church that most of the service, important services belong to the brothers.
好像这个姊妹们呢，都是隐藏的。
And it feels like the sisters' services are always in the background or
所以
hidden.
好像看起来姊妹们对主的工作上面的这个影响好像不大。
So maybe outwardly it seems like the sisters' influence on service is not as great.
啊，我记得，大概恐怕40年前呢。
About 40 years ago,
那个时候，我们同工们中有一些的姊妹们，
in our coworker group, there were some sisters.
哎，她们都是很聪明的，很有才干，
They were all very smart and brilliant people.
所以我就听见她们有时候会埋怨，
And some of them would complain.
她们说呢，好像教会中啊，那个重要的、那个有趣的事情都是你们弟兄做的。
And they would say that it feels like the more important services and the more interesting services are done by the brothers.
好像我们姊妹们都是被忽略，
And it seems like all the sisters have been neglected.
所以这一次呢，我要从圣经中交通两位妇女、两个姊妹的故事。
So this time I'd like to highlight in the Bible two women regarding service.
弟兄姊妹们都很熟悉这个路德和哈拿的故事。
I believe everyone is very familiar with the stories of Ruth and Hannah.
我们知道他们生活的时代呢，是士师的那个时代。
And we know that the time in which they lived was in the time of the judges.
其实呢，如果你把这个两士师记跟两个姊妹的故事读一读的话呢。
And if you were to read Judges and the story of both of these sisters together,
那么士师们呢，都是有大恩赐、有大能力、有大才干的人。
Now the judges were ones who were very gifted and had a lot of power and authority.
而路德呢和哈拿呢，看不见他们有什么恩赐，有什么能力啊。
And yet Ruth and Hannah seems like we can't find any real gifts or power.
但是你会看见神有奇妙的一个工作。
But God has a miraculous work.
那些士师们呢，虽然他们呢都很有能力、很有恩赐、很有才干。
Even though these judges had a lot of gifts and talent and abilities,
但是呢，他们改变不了那个整个时代。
But they could not cause a turning in their generation.
这十几位的士师们。 把他们的这些加在一起啊，好像赶不上这两个姊妹。
It seems like the power of all these judges combined cannot be compared to these two sisters.
因为神借着路德和哈拿呢，转变了一个非常荒凉的一个世代。
And God used Ruth and Hannah to turn around a chaotic and dark time.
当然我们知道，神用一些有恩赐的人。
Of course, we know that God uses those who have gifts.
我们知道恩赐能力也都从神来的。
And gifts and power come from God.
但是呢，我们感觉神也用所谓的普通的人。
But we feel that God also will use normal and regular people.
所以感谢主啊。So
we thank God.
他们不仅呢，好像是代表着姊妹们的服侍。
They not only represent service of sisters.
其实呢，他们所代表的是那个无能的，好像没有能力的人。
But they also represent service of those who were not blessed with gifts or power.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我读圣经的时候啊,
when I read the Bible,
我读到那些被神大用的一些神的仆人。
And when I come across those who were used greatly by God,
当然我很羡慕他们。
And of course I'm envious of them.
你像摩西、像大、像这个大卫、像保罗这样的人。
And you look at Moses, David, and Paul, people like these.
我们可以羡慕他们。
And we become envious of them.
但是呢，我们做不到。
But we can't achieve what they've done.
所以在读圣经的时候,
so when we read the Bible,
当我读到神用一些平凡的人的时候,
and when we find examples of regular people,
哎呀, 我就感觉对我来讲是更多的激励。
And for me, I feel very much encouraged.
因为我呢, 自己就是个平凡人。
Because I myself am just a regular, plain person.
也没什么大的才干。
I don't have a great talent. Or
也没什么大的恩赐。
I don't have great gifts.
所以呢, 我读这些平凡人的事的时候呢，反而叫我里面得到更多的鼓舞和激励。
So when I read about stories of these regular plain people, it brings me a lot of encouragement.
我相信啊，在弟兄姊妹当中，
I believe that among brothers and sisters,
大多数的人都是平凡的。
I believe most of us are all regular people.
大多数的人都是没有什么大恩赐才干。
And most of us don't have big gifts or talents.
我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
神能用那些聪明的, 用那些有才干的人,
that God can use those who are very intelligent and full of gifts and talents.
但是神也可以用非常平凡的人。
But God can also use regular, plain people.
甚至有时候神用平凡的人做的事情呢, 比那个大有才干人所 有的那个事情做得更大。
And it seems like sometimes God's work is even greater when using plain, regular people compared to those who have great gifts.
所以这一次呢，我就用两个平凡的妇女，他们的经历啊。 和弟兄姊妹们来交通这个侍奉的原则。
So this time I would like to use two women who are plain regular people, to encourage us.
那么这样呢，那么能更多鼓励，我们所有的弟兄和姊妹。
So that we can encourage, more brothers and sisters.
我们不要忘记，我们的神是全能的神啊。
Please don't forget that our God is a powerful God.
因为神是全能的，
And because he is all powerful,
所以他可以用那个无用的人。
then he can use those who are not usable.
啊，所以我们需要就给我们有这样的一个认识。
So we need to first recognize this.
当我们读这个路德和哈拿的故事的时
And
候啊，
when we read Ruth and read the stories of Ruth and Hannah,
我们。可以看见他们两个好像是在同一个时代里面的人。
And it appears that both of them were existed in about the same time period.
啊，因为呢，路德呢是这个大卫的曾祖母。
And Ruth was the great grandmother of David.
那么 哈拿呢？生了撒母耳以后啊，
And after Hannah gave birth to Samuel,
那么撒母耳去耶西的家里面呢，去告大卫。
And Samuel went to the house of Jesse to anoint David.
所以呢，撒母耳应该是跟大卫的父亲耶西啊，是同一个时代的人。
So Samuel and Jesse were in about the same time period.
当然我想他们两个不彼此都不认识的。
But I believe that they did not know each other.
啊，那么路德呢，应该是比哈拿呢早一点。
And Ruth is supposed to be early, a little bit earlier than existed a little earlier than Ruth.
但是无论怎样呢，他们两个是在大概同一个时代的人。
But regardless, they existed in about the same time period.
我们都知道他们所处的时代呢。那是以色列历史上最黑暗的时代。
And we know that the time period in which they existed was one of the darkest times in the history of Israel.
在《士师记》里面记载的以色列国的光景是非常的荒凉。
And in the book of Judges, it records that the condition of the nation of Israel is very, very poor.
并且那个时间是非常的长。
And it was a long extended period of time.
百姓可以说是长期的生活在黑暗、混乱的光景中。
And in this extended period of time, they lived in darkness and chaos.
他们饱受仇敌的凌辱、羞耻。
And they were constantly under the oppression of Satan.
然后呢，又非常的危险，又困苦的不得了。
They were in dangerous times.
以色列百姓又非常的软弱。
And the nation of Israel is very weak.
弟兄姊妹，我们读这些东西的时候呢，我不知道你的感觉怎样，在我里面好像我们就处在这么一个时代的情景里面一样。
I don't know how you all feel, but it seems like we are in the same time period.
所以士师记最后一句话说呢，以色列都没有王，个人任意而行。
And so the very last verse in the book of Judges says that there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was according to what they deemed right.
神的百姓不受管制的，爱做什么做什么，爱说什么说什么。
So there was no control over the nation. Everyone did as they pleased.
所以整个以色列族的光景呢是。他们是完全不在控制的情况底下。
So there was no one to control the nation of Israel.
这是非常危险的一个。
And this was a very dangerous situation.
在《使徒行传》第十三章二十节那里。
And in the book of Acts,
那里告诉我们说，讲到四世纪。一共有四百五十年。
In Acts chapter 13, it mentions that.There was a total of 450 years.
其实呢，四世纪是不止四百五十年。
But in reality, it was not only 450 years.
因为中间有九十三年，
And there were actually 93 years where they were living under the control of Satan.
所以呢, 圣经不算他,
but the Bible did not count this time period.
所以加起来的话呢, 总共的年日应该是543年。
So in total, this time period of darkness was 543 years.
弟兄姊妹你可以想一想,
Brothers and sisters, you can imagine.
经过500多年的时间, 一直活在这么样荒凉、黑暗、软弱的光景中。
To be under in weakness and in darkness and in these terrible times for
543
years. Outwardly looking at it, it was hopeless.
我想我对于我们来讲呢，如果有个几年这么荒凉软弱，我们都受不了了，对不对？
I think for us, if we experience just a couple of years of being in darkness and in weakness, we couldn't tolerate it.
经过了500多年。
But after 500 plus years,
还有希望吗?
Is there any hope left?
虽然这个中间出现过十几个士师,
and although there were several judges that appeared during this time, maybe they brought about a little bit of a revival,
那么都是局部的一点,
but they were all but few.
就着整个情况来讲,
and if you look at the situation as a whole, there really was no hope.
当然我们知道以色列人是神所拣选的。
But we know that the nation of Israel, they are the chosen people of God.
因为神的旨意在他们的身上。
Because the will of God was upon his people.
所以虽然经过了500多年的这么一个大荒凉的时代,
So even through 543 years of chaos and darkness,
就着人来看是没有希望的。
According to man's vantage point, it was hopeless.
但是我们知道我们的神从来不放弃。
But we know that God is a God who never forsakes his people.
他仍旧按照他的旨意在做工，地上做工。
He will always do his work according to his purpose.
所以在这里我要岔出去和弟兄姊妹讲到一点关于神的旨意。
So here I would like to take a little tangent to speak on the will of God. We know that the will of God will never change.
在旧约时代中,
in the Old Testament,
神的旨意呢, 它是有一条线的,
God's will has a line.
它是从亚伯拉罕到大卫,
the line extends from Abraham to David.
我们的大卫是预表基督的,
and David is a representation of Christ.
那么我们知道神从亚伯拉罕开始, 神的旨意开始明显,
and starting from Abraham, the will of God became noticeable.
神借着亚伯拉罕建立产生了以色列民族,
and through Abraham, the nation of Israel was born.
它是一个起点,
and he was a starting point.
但是在约翰福音第八章啊46节有这样的话说,
but John chapter 8 verse 56 says this.
那里主说亚伯拉罕仰望我的日子，所以原来亚伯拉罕也是仰望基督。
And it says that Abraham looked up to Jesus.
而大卫呢，是一个终点预表基督，预表基督做王。
And yet David was a representation of Jesus.
因为大卫把以色列国建立起来了。
Because David established the nation of Israel.
所以你可以明显看见在旧约里面，神说明他的旨意是从亚伯拉罕到大卫。
So you can see in the Old Testament that this line from the will of God started from Abraham to David.
这是神工作的一个主线，一个一条主要的线。
And this primary line was the line of God's work.
那个意思也就是说，凡是你走在这条线上的人，就是走在神旨意的当中。So
in other words, those who walked upon this line walked within the will of God.
所以难怪马太福音一开头就讲到。 亚伯拉罕和大卫。
So that's why Matthew, beginning of Matthew verse 1, it mentions Abraham and David.
基督是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
that Jesus is a descendant of Abraham,
那么是大卫的子孙,
is the grandson of David.
那么有一个家谱,
and there is a family line.
是讲到这条生命线,
and this speaks of this line of life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们看见这是神永远不改变的这个旨意。
We can see that this is the God's never changing will.
如果我们明白了这条线的意义,
if we can understand the meaning of this line,
我们就知道路德和哈拿为什么他们的一生这么重要。
Then we will realize why, the life of Ruth and Hannah are so important.
所以我们看见他们两个是走在这条线上的。
We can see that the two of them, lived according to this line.
感谢主。
And we thank God.
他们终极的目的是带进大卫。
Their main focus was to bring in David.
当然我们知道今天啊，在侍奉上面。
Although today we know in service.
我们不仅注意要注意将来的那个结局，那个结果。
We're not only focused at the very end result.
啊，神的目的是需要注重的。
We do need to pay attention to that end goal.
但是那个过程也很重要。
But the process is also very important.
我们看见神借着路德和哈拿呢，也告诉我们这个过程是怎样的。
And we can see through the life of Ruth and Hannah that the process is very important.
所以呢，他们所代表的一些属灵的原则，今天也是侍奉上重要的原则。
And the principles that we can see in Ruth and Hannah are spiritual principles for us to pay attention to and serve.
或者我们用简单的话来说啊。
Simply put,
他们也代表着两条线啊。
They also represent two lines.
啊，那么呢，路德所代表的是条生命的线。
And the line that Ruth represents is life.
因为从路德产生大卫。
Because through Ruth, David was born.
而哈拿呢，代表神工作的那条线。
And Hannah represents the line of God's work.
因为最后神是借着撒母耳膏了大卫做王。
Because it was Samuel who anointed David to be king.
弟兄姊妹们，这个预表的意义对今天的教会来讲也是非常的重要。
And this example that we see here today in the church is so important.
所以我们今天在地上的侍奉
，Today the service that we have
就是这两条线。
It is these two lines.
一个是引进基督。
One is to bring forth Christ.
第二个就是让基督做王。
And the second one is to allow Christ to be king.
啊，我想这是我们今天侍奉的目的。
And I think this is the goal in service today.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
所以我们要从我们的生命中把基督彰显出来。
So within our life, we need to manifest Christ.
那另外呢，我们要让基督做王掌权。
And secondly, we need to allow Christ to be king.
所以路德跟哈拿正好代表这两条重要的线。
So Ruth and Hannah represent these two lines.
我们感谢主。
And we thank God.
那么在旧约圣经的里面。
That in the Old Testament.
神借着路德和哈拿那么说明了侍奉上的两个一些重要的原则。
That God used Ruth and Hannah to bring about these important principles.
我再说他们是很平凡的人。
I will say again that they are very regular and plain people.
他没有像摩西啊，像这个保罗，他们做了很多伟大的工作啊，没有。
They were not like Moses or Paul who did great things.
所以在这里我特别的要提醒我们。大家
So I really want to emphasize to everyone.
没有一个弟兄姊妹可以轻看自己的。
There's no individual brother or sister who could look lightly on themselves.
只要我们在地上的生活，我们的侍奉能符合于主的要求。
As long as our lives in this world are in line with God.
我们一样能够在我们的侍奉中能把荣耀归给主。
Then likewise we can give glory to God.
啊，所以呢。 我们先来看路德的这个经历、啊、
And let's first take a look at the story of Ruth.
路德的经历，因为我这次不是要这个解经啊，解整个路德记。
And this time my purpose is not to do commentary on the book of Ruth.
那么我要从路德身上呢，看那个简单的侍奉的原则。
But I want to draw out some principles of service from the story of Ruth.
路德身上的最大的特点是什么？
What is the main point from Ruth?
第一个，她就是跟从。
The first point is that she followed.
第二个呢，顺服。
And the second one is she was obedient.
你读整个路德记啊。
If you read the entire book of Ruth.
你看路德身上显出来的就是这两个特点。
The two points that are highlighted from Ruth's story are these two points.
那么今天我们都知道这两个特点也是我们侍奉上面的重要的两个原则。
And we know that today these are two very important principles in service.
啊，那么，大家都很清楚路德记的故事。
And I think everyone is very familiar with the story of Ruth.
啊，当这个路德的丈夫
when,
那不对不起那个拿俄米的丈夫
when Naomi's husband
啊，那么那个以利米勒是吧带着这个拿俄米和两个儿子他们因为饥荒的缘故、啊、就逃到了摩亚去了
because of a famine in the land Elimelech brought Naomi and the two sons out into the land of Moab.
结果很悲惨。
And it was very pitiful what happened.
伊利米勒死了。
Elimelech died.
那么两个儿子娶了妻子，结果过了十年之后，两个儿子也死了。
The two sons married, and after many years, the two sons also died.
所以剩下了三个寡妇了。
So,what was left were three widows.
那后来呢？那么拿俄米听见了神祝福神的百姓，所以他想要回到伯利恒去。
Naomi heard that God had visited and blessed his people and desired to go back to Bethlehem.
通常呢，我想大部分读经的人啊，
usually when people study the Bible,
都说好像这个拿俄米是预表圣灵。
Is that Naomi represents the Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道拿俄米不是圣灵。
We know that Naomi is not the Holy Spirit.
但是她所做的一些事情很像是圣灵的工作。
But some of the acts that she did were similar to the acts of the Holy Spirit.
这个路德呢，就代表着我们了。
And Ruth represents all of us.
所以我们看见这个整个故事呢，他们两个是这个故事中间很重要的两个人物。
And we can see that in this whole story, these two characters are very important.
他们婆媳之间的关系非常好。
The mother-in-law to daughter-in-law relationship was very good.
拿俄米对两个媳妇说
，Naomi said to the two,
我现在要回以色列地去了。
That I am going to head back to Israel.
你们两个就各自回家吧。
And the two of you should go back to your homeland.
啊，结果我们知道有一个媳妇就走了。
We know that there was one daughter-in-law who left.
而路德不肯走。
But Ruth refused to leave.
圣经记载说呢，路德舍不得拿俄米。
And the Bible recorded that Ruth was determined to stay with Naomi.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道那是一个很重要的一个关键的时候。
We know that this was a critical moment.
如果路德也像他另外一个同伴也离开拿俄米的话呢？
If Ruth was like the other daughter-in-law who left Naomi,
这故事就没有了。
The story would end.
那么就只好拿俄米一个人，很悲悲惨惨的回到以色列地区。
And Naomi would return back to Israel in that pitiful state.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们要注意在我们生命中有一些关键的时刻。
We need to pay attention to the critical moments in our lives.
如果在关键的时候我们能够有正确的反应
，If in these critical moments we can have an accurate response.
那个时刻,
in that moment, perhaps we can bring forth the blessings of God.
我们看见路德这个时候呢,
we can see that Ruth held on tightly to this opportunity.
她做了一个正确的反应。
She acted and responded correctly.
她愿意跟随拿俄米一起往前。
She was determined to follow Naomi.
所以我们求主也给我们恩典。
So may God give us the grace.
让我们在一生在一些最重要的那个关键的时候呢, 能够有正确的反应。
That in the critical moments in our lives, we can respond with accuracy.
这个正确的反应其实就是属灵的反应。And
this accurate response in our lives is, of course, a spiritual response.
所以路德决定跟从，决定顺服。So
Ruth was absolutely going to follow and absolutely going to be obedient.
今天呢，这个跟从和顺服的这个。 这个道理对我们来讲好像都是很简单的，对不对？很容易明白的。It
seems like these two principles of following and being obedient are very simple things.
但是弟兄姊妹，在我们实际的生活里面，这些最简单的事常常不容易做到。But
the reality is the simple things in our lives sometimes are the hardest ones to achieve.
我们知道你要跟从主，你要顺从主。
We know that if you are to follow God and to be obedient to God,
有一个很重要的一个条件呢，就是你需要放下你自己。
The one requirement is you have to deny yourself.
我们都知道在我们的侍奉中要放下自己是多么不容易的一件事。
And we all know how difficult it is in service to deny ourselves.
很多时候我们跟随的不好，无法。 那么样的顺服主，就是因为什么呢？你放不下自己。
And many times when we're not able to follow the Lord and produce good service, it's because we were not able to deny ourselves.
路德能在这件事上表现得这么的美丽。
And yet Ruth can do both of these in such a beautiful way.
就是因为她放下自己。
It is because she completely denied
herself. 所以今天我们的侍奉上,
So today in service,
我们必须学会，首先学会。
We first have to know how to deny ourselves.
所以我们看见在路德记里面，路德是那样的对着她的婆婆说啊。So
we can see that Ruth respond how Ruth responded to her mother-in-law.
她说不要催我回去不跟踪你。She
said, "Please do not urge me to leave you."
因为她定义跟随。
She was because she was determined to follow Naomi.
弟兄姊妹，我们到了这个，你到了这个新约圣经里面。
When we come to the New Testament,
我们看见门徒们跟随主。
We see the disciples how they followed Jesus.
很多时候这个跟随要经过考验的。And
this following Jesus had to go through testing.
那么，你如果读约翰福音第六章。
And if you read John chapter 6,
那主在那里说,我的肉是可吃的,我的血是可喝的。
And there Jesus said, my flesh is to be eaten, and my blood is to be drunk.
本来很多人跟着主的。
And originally, many disciples were following Jesus.
主这么一说, 很多人就离开了。
But as soon as Jesus spoke these words, they all departed from him.
他说,这话甚难,我们怎么能跟随呢?
And they said, these words are too difficult for us to accept. We cannot follow.
所以主就回过头来对着门徒们说,
So then Jesus turned and looked at his disciples and said,
说,你们也要离开我去吗?
He said to them, are you going to leave me as well?
彼得回答得非常好。
And Peter responded very well.
他说,你有永生之道,我们还归从谁呢?
Peter said that you have the words of eternal life. Who else can we turn to?
所以门徒们经得起考验，他们仍旧跟随主。
So the disciples passed the test and they followed Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
不要轻看这个好像简单的真理。
Don't look lightly upon this simple principle.
很多弟兄姊妹的失败都失败在最后不能跟随。
Many of us fail in the end because we could not follow.
所以我常常有时候回头看,
So oftentimes I look back.
过去我们有多少的弟兄姊妹认识的人？
There were so many brothers and sisters who we knew.
哎呀，那个时候我们青年的时候，弟兄姊妹大家非常热心，愿意跟从主。
In the youth group in my days, many of us were fervently following the Lord.
结果到今天一看，很多人都不见了。
And yet today, many of them have departed.
弟兄姊妹们，所以这个跟随呀，不是一件简单的事情。
So to follow is something that is not easy.
事实上，你懂得跟随主，你就知道如何侍奉主。
And truth be told, if you know how to follow the Lord, then you know how to serve.
我们知道今天跟随主啊，有很多的试探引诱。
And today, when we follow the Lord, we're surrounded by temptations.
有的人开头是跟随主，跟随跟随，慢慢就跟着人走了。
And maybe you start off following the Lord, and in the end, you end up following some person.
你看整个基督教里面跟着人走的很多。
And you can see in Christianity as a whole, people have followed an individual.
有的人跟随跟随，慢慢就跟着一个组织走了。
And sometimes you follow, and you end up following an organization.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天这个跟随对我们来讲是一个重大的一个考验。
To follow the Lord is a true test in our lives.
我们要看一看路德是怎样的跟随。
We have to evaluate how Ruth was someone, how she followed.
所以在路德记第一章十六、十七节。
So in Ruth chapter 1 verse 16 to 18,
路德为这个跟随做了最好，下了最好的定义。
And Ruth in her following, and Naomi gave us some very great examples.
Definition.
Gave us the best definition.
她是一个最完美的、最美丽的一个跟随。
And her following was gave us a her definition of following gave us a very beautiful and complete picture.
如果今天我们要跟随主，
today if we want to follow the Lord,
你必须从路德跟随拿俄米的这个跟随的定义里面，你有充分的领会。
And today, if we want to follow the Lord, we must fully understand how Ruth followed Naomi.
我们要说这个才是真正的跟随。
And we have to say that this is how the true way of following the Lord.
感谢我们的主。
And we thank our God.
那么在那么远古的时代中，那么路德说了这几句话，却给跟随主下了最好的定义。
And so many years ago, Ruth said these words and was determined to follow Naomi.
当初路德是跟随拿俄米。
In the beginning, Ruth was following Naomi. 但
今天这些话呢，可以用在我们身上来跟从主。
But today, these words can be used in our lives as we follow the Lord.
所以我们要把这段跟随的话，那么稍微的做点解释。
So I'd like to look a little bit deeper into Ruth's actions in following Naomi.
她第一件事情说到，
The first thing that Ruth said,
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Where you go, I will go.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道在圣经里面，神希望我们与神同行。
Today we know that God desires that we walk with him.
那么什么叫做与神同行呢？
What does it mean to walk with God?
就你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
It means wherever God goes, I go.
那么这解释了圣经中的与神同行的真理，对吧？
And doesn't this explain the principle of walking with God?
在圣经里面还有其他的一种说法。
And in the Bible, there's another way of saying this.
在哥罗西书里面，
In Colossians,
那么保罗告诉我们，我们要遵他而行。Walking in.
Paul says that we need to walk in him.
那么遵他而行其实就是行走在基督里。
So it means to walk in Christ.
就是你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
So what it means is wherever he goes, that's where I go.
彼得在晚年时候写书信的时候，
Peter in his latter years also,
他也告诉我们，我们今天要走在耶稣基督的脚中里。
He says that today we need to walk in the Lord's footsteps.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道主的脚踪在哪里吗?
Brothers and sisters, do we know where the footsteps of the Lord are?
我们不能跟着人的脚踪走啊。
We can't follow the footsteps of man.
你要清楚主的脚踪在哪里。
We need to be clear on where Jesus' footsteps are.
主怎样走, 我们也怎样走。
How the Lord walked, that's how we walk.
彼得在晚年的时候, 觉得这件事是多么的重要。
In Peter's latter years, he realized how important
this is. 那么最后我们到了启示录里面,
and then when we come to Revelation,
大家都知道启示录14章里面有一句非常宝贵的话,
and we know that in Revelation chapter 14, there are these precious words.
讲到羔羊无论往哪里去, 他们都跟随。
And they said that wherever they followed the Lamb wherever he went.
他们根据羔羊的脚踪,
so he followed the footsteps of the Lamb.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
路德的这一句话,
these words that Ruth said,
把圣经中神要我们与他同行的这个真理呢,
and it clearly shows us how we are to walk with God.
并且说得很简单,
and she said it in such a simple way.
你往哪里去, 我就往哪里去。
Where you go, I will go.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是平凡人的言语。
This is the language of a normal, plain person.
Ordinary.
An ordinary person.
我喜欢这些平凡的话。
I like these words from ordinary people.
记住它。
Remember these.
你往哪里去, 我也往哪里去。
Where you go, I will go.
你看多简单啊。
You see how simple that is?
把圣经中一个重要的经历用这么简单的话就表达出来了。
You take one of the most important experiences in the Bible and use such simple words to express them.
然后第二件事情,
the second thing.
路德对拿俄米说,
Ruth said to Naomi,
你在哪里住宿, 我也在哪里住宿。
Where you live, I will live.
这里, 就讲到圣经中另外一个重要的真理叫做与神与主同住。
And here it speaks of another principle in the Bible of abiding in him.
我们知道你与主同住的意思呢, 就是与主一同生活。
To abide in the Lord means to live with him.
那么我们晓得今天呢, 我们人住在一起。
And we know today we live together.
我们等于生活在一起。
It means we live together.
所以在你的生活中，你要把生活中的每一件事情都连于主的自己。
So today in our life, every aspect of our life needs to be connected with God.
你与主一同过生活。
You are living, literally living with the Lord.
那么这些呢, 我想不是道理。
These are not, this is not just teachings.
弟兄姊妹, 我们真的跟主住在一起吗?
Are we truly living with the Lord?
这是多么宝贵的一件事情啊。
This is such a precious thing.
主愿意进入我们的生活。
The Lord desires to engage our lives.
我们愿意进入他的生活吗?
And are we willing to engage in his life?
所以到了新约更宝贵就是说, 我们要住在主里面。
So in the New Testament, it has these precious words of us abiding in him.
所以我常常感觉到约翰在晚年时用些字都是非常非常的有意义。
So, John, the Apostle John uses these phrases in a unique way.
讲到这个 abiding, 这个是对我们的经历是多么重要的一件事情。
And for us to abide in Christ, such an important thing.
所以呢, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们用 路德的话最简单,
so if we use the words of Ruth, it's the most simple.
你在哪里住, 我也在哪里住。
Where you live, I will live.
啊,很容易记得。
It's very easy to remember.
那么第三件事情,
the third thing,
他说你的国就是我的国。
Your people will be my people.
Your kingdom, 英文是 people.
Yeah, your people.
那我们中文翻译是你的国就是我的国。
In the Chinese, it translates to your kingdom and it will be my kingdom.
当然，这个国是跟国民有关的啊。
Of course, the kingdom relates to its people.
你的同胞也变成我的同胞了，变成你的 people。
Yeah.
那弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，我们知道神要建立他的国在地上。
And today, God is establishing His kingdom, His people.
我们都是神国度中的子民。
And we are all citizens of heaven.
所以呢，我们已经是天上的子民，天国的子民。
We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
我们不属于地上的国。
We are not citizens of this world.
所以我们基督徒啊，只为着神的国活着。
So as a Christian, we only live for the kingdom of God.
啊，这个非常的重要。
This is extremely important.
我常常感觉到地上有的人呢，为着地上的国啊，比我们基督徒为着天国更热心的。
And I feel that sometimes the people of the world live for their own country in a much more fervent way than Christians live for the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道天国很快要降临。
We know that the kingdom of heaven is coming.
我们记得我们是天国的子民。
We have to remember that we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
我们应当为神的国来发热心。
We should be living fervently for the kingdom, for God's kingdom.
因为我们知道这个路德本来是摩亚人。
Because we know that Ruth was a Moabite.
以色列不是他的国。
The nation of Israel is not her kingdom.
以色列人也那些人也不是他的同胞。
And the Israelites are not her people.
但是现在呢，他愿意改换。
But now she's willing to change.
所以这个主也提醒我们。
So here God reminds us.
本来我们是为着世上的国，现在呢要为着天国。
Originally we were living for people of the kingdom of this world, now they're living for the kingdom of God.
这个就叫做你的国就是我的国。
And this is why she says, your people or your kingdom will be my people or my kingdom.
啊，主在地上要得着他的百姓。
And God in this world wants to be with his people.
啊，那么今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们也是为着神的百姓。
And today, we are also for God's people.
那么也是为着神的国。
For God's kingdom.
那么下面他再说啊。
And she continues on.
他说你的神就是我的神。
Your God will be my God.
啊，那么我们知道这个本来路德是摩亚人，他拜他们摩亚人的神。
And we know that Ruth was a Moabite and she worshipped the Moabite gods.
现在他要离弃偶像。归向真神。
And now she is to leave behind the idols and worship the true God.
我们知道这对路德来讲是一个大的转变。
We know that for Ruth, this is a great change in her life.
我们从前没信主的时候也是为着世上的事情。
And before we knew the Lord and believed in him, we lived for the world.
也很多人拜地上的偶像。
And we worship the idols of the world.
那么我们看见两千年教会历史，多少神的儿女们离弃偶像，转向真神。
And we see how in 2,000 years plus years of church history, how many people have left the idols to worship the true and living God.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
当路德说你的神就是我的神。
When Ruth says, your God will be my God.
我们里面对神，我们的里面有那一个深刻的一个感觉呢？
Do we have a deep feeling of who God is?
如果你承认他是你的神，那你只有敬拜他。
If you claim him to be your God, then you must worship.
只有侍奉他。
You have to serve him.
我们知道我们的神是生命的神，是活的神。
We know that our God is the God of life.
我们除了神，除了主之外，我们没有别的神。
And aside from God, there is no other God.
所以过去呢，我常常在侍奉中提醒弟兄姊妹。
So regarding service, I've been reminding brothers and sisters.
在侍奉中，我们的眼中要有神。
In our service, in our eyes, we have to see God.
你不能光看见工作。
You can't only see the task before you.
你不能光看见那些人。
You can't only look at the people.
因为我实在感觉到很多人侍奉神呢，眼中没有神。
And I'll say that sometimes people serve, but they don't have God in their sights.
所以他们什么话都敢讲。
So they're willing to say anything.
什么事都敢做。
And they're willing to do anything.
求主让我们在侍奉中对神有敬畏的心。
May we have a reverent heart towards God.
要真正的尊重他。
That we would have a true fear of God.
然后他接着又说。
And then she continues.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
Where you die, I will die.
弟兄姊妹，这个话听起来是不是非常熟悉啊？
Brothers and sisters, these words, do they sound familiar to you?
那么在新约时代中
In the New Testament time,
我们知道呢，这个简单的来说就是与主同死。
Simply put, this means to die with Christ.
主死在十字架上。
The Lord died on the cross.
我们也死在十字架上。
We also die on the cross.
所以在新约时代中，主就要求我们背起十字架跟从主。
So in the New Testament, the Lord requires that we carry the cross.
而十字架的经历啊，一个非常奥秘的经历就是那个死。
And the miraculous experience on the cross is death.
如果我们懂得运用基督的死，
If we know how to use the death of Christ,
弟兄姊妹，很多的难处都会消除。
Then a lot of our problems will be resolved.
这个是我们今天的侍奉上面必须有的一个学习。
And this is something regarding in service we must learn.
我常常感觉啊，
I oftentimes feel
过去这么几十年侍奉主啊，
that through all these years of service,
如果没有基督的死啊，
if the death of Christ was not in me,
很多事情就过不去了。
A lot of things I would not be able to get over.
很多难处可能只是变为大难处。
A lot of problems would become even bigger problems.
结果经历主的死。
Until you experience the death of Christ.
我们看见仇敌就不能做任何事情。
And you can see that Satan cannot do anything.
所以路德的话都很简单。
So the words of Ruth are very simple.
但是非常实在。
But very real.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
Where you die, I will die.
希望我们懂得怎样来运用这个原则。
I hope that we would learn how to use this principle.
那么呢，他就说也葬在哪里。
And she also said, I will be buried with you.
我们记得在罗马书第六章里面告诉我们。
And we know in Romans chapter 6,
我们受浸归入基督的死。
That when we're baptized into the death of
我们与他同死同埋葬。
That we die with him and we are buried with him.
你不仅死了还要埋葬。
And not only do you die, you have to be buried.
埋葬就看不见。
And to be buried means you can no longer be seen.
是吧？所以这个也是一个重要的一个原则。
And this is also an important principle.
所以今天我们不仅在很多事情上与主同死。
And so in all things today, we not only need to be to die with Christ,
还要与主同埋葬。
But we also need to be buried with Christ.
那么我们所受的苦、受的艰难，人看不见。
The sufferings that we go through needs to be buried. It doesn't need to be seen.
我们不需要背着十字架给别人看。你看我在背十字架，弟兄姊妹们，那不行。
When we carry the cross, we should not be displaying it and showing everyone, "Look at me, I'm carrying this cross."
要把它埋葬。
We need to bury it.
所以我们能看见弟兄姊妹们。
So we need to see, brothers and sisters.
在这里，路德用了简单的话。对跟随主下了最好的定义。
That Ruth, using these simple words of gives us a perfect example of following.
非常的美丽。
And it's a beautiful picture.
这些话都很容易记住。
These words are all very easy to remember.
所以呢，以后我们在侍奉上遇见任何的问题的时候。
So in the future, if we were to encounter trouble and difficulty
in our service, 你要会用路德的话。
We need to use the words of Ruth.
你不需要讲什么深奥大道理。
You don't need to use big spiritual terms.
你就是这样的跟随。
You just follow in this way.
就是最美的跟随。
And this is the most beautiful way of following.
也是真正的跟随。
And this is the way to follow genuinely.
我们看见路德当初跟随这个拿俄米的心智是非常的坚强。
And we could see that.Ruth was so determined to follow Naomi.
所以他后面又接着 讲了一些重要的话。
So in the end, she also followed up with a few words.
她说，除非死叫你我分离。
And she said, unless I, death separate me.
我们知道，这个就是在启示录里面呢，主对士美拿教会所讲的。除非死，那个。
In Ruth it says anything but death parts you and me.
对，他说啊，他除非死能使你我相离。
If anything but death parts you and me.
对，那么这句话意思就是让我们看见他的跟随是至死忠心的。
And you could see that she was.Determined and faithful to faithful to death.
啊，那么神曾经对士美拿教会这样的吩咐，要至死忠心啊。
And God used these same words to the church of Smyrna, being faithful to death.
你看路德就是那个坚决的心这样跟随。
You can see that that Ruth had this determination and desire to follow.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们要跟随主，必须有这个心志。
So today we need to have the same determination.
他说不然，若是不然的话
，She said otherwise.
愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
That may the Lord do to me and even worse.
这里说明他那个强烈的心愿。
This shows that she has a very strong desire.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们已经来到末后的时代。
We've come to the end times, the last.
我们都知道主很快就要回来。
We know that the Lord is returning soon.
但愿主能给我们这个强烈的心愿。
But may God give us this strong desire.
能跟随主。
To follow Him.
绝不离开他。
To never leave Him.
能像路德跟随拿俄米一样。
Like how Ruth followed Naomi.
所以最后他们两个人同行。
So this is how the two of them continued on together.
所以这是在路德身上我们所看见第一个重要的点，他跟随。
So in Ruth's life, this is the very first point that we can see in following Naomi.
啊，第二个点。
The second point.
那就是路德的顺服。
Is the obedience of Ruth.
所以在第三章第五节那里。
In chapter 3, Verse 5.
啊，这个这句话真的很宝贵。
This is a precious phrase.
就凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。
All that you say, I will do.
今天呢，我们应当把这句话对着圣灵说。
Today we need to use these words to say to the Holy Spirit.
就是你有最小的命令，我也愿意顺服。
Even the smallest command, I will do.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在新约时代中
，In the New Testament，
我们知道基督徒顺服的生活最重要的一个点，就是顺服恩膏的教训。
And the most basic thing in our lives is that we need to learn to lead to be obedient to the Holy Spirit。
顺服那个膏油啊，就是顺服主。
To be obedient to that holy anointing means to follow the Lord.
这是我们基督徒生活侍奉中间一个非常基要的一个真理。
And this is one of the most basic, principles in our life.
是一个重要的一个学习。
It's an extremely important lesson.
啊，所以我们看见路德有另外一个生活中的他一个美丽的德性，就是他顺服。
And another beautiful attribute in Ruth's life is her obedience.
在这里呢，这个顺服呢，有几件事情。
Regarding obedience, there are a few points.
这里提醒我们的啊。
A few points that remind us.
那么首先一个。
The first one.
那么她只能在波阿斯的田里面拾取麦穗。
Is that she could only go into Boaz's field to glean and gather the wheat.
啊，这里呢，这个。Naomi 告诉他不要在别人的田里。
Here Naomi commands Ruth to not go to anyone else's field.
我们知道当初当然不仅波阿斯有田，很多人都有田地。
We know that of course not only Boaz had a field, but many people had fields.
今天我们知道这个波阿斯的田就指着基督的田，说 在基督里做的。
Today we can see that Boaz's field represents the field of Christ.
2000年的教会历史。
2000 plus years of church history.
那么一直到今天地上的众教会。
Until the church today.
我们看见很多田呢。
We see a lot of fields.
这个田那个田啊。
There's fields all over.
弟兄姊妹们，不要进入别人的田。
Do not enter into someone else's field.
保罗告诉我们，神所有的丰富智慧知识都在基督里。
Paul tells us that all of the abundance of Christ, of God is in Christ.
我们不需要在基督之外去寻找智慧。
We don't need to try to find something else in another field.
啊，不管他哲学的、科学的、文化、艺术、神学的，不需要去。别的田里
regardless of philosophy and theology and
弟兄姊妹们，我这个在这件事情上，我里面是很有感触的啊。
And a lot of these other teachings like science, we don't need to stay in those fields.
感谢主，在基督里有数不尽的丰富。
I really have a strong feeling in this is that in Christ we find abundance.
你知道今天对我来讲，在基督里面越经历越丰富。
And for me today, the more I experience Him, the more abundant.
我根本不需要去别人田里面找什么。
I don't need to go into someone else's field to find anything.
所以呢，拿俄米告诉这个路德，你只能在波阿斯的田里面失去麦穗。
So Naomi instructs Ruth to only stay in Boaz's field.
我们在基督里所得着的丰富才是真正的丰富。
And the abundance that we find in Christ is true abundance.
啊，那么在这里顺从的第二件事情呢
？And the second point in obedience that we see.
啊，他说呢，你只能和波阿斯的使女在一起。
Says stay close to the maids of Boaz.
我们都知道，在属灵世上，在跟随主上有属灵的同伴很宝贵呀。
We know that in the spiritual life to have spiritual companions it is very precious.
这是波阿斯的使女。
These are Boaz's maids.
是特别指的。在教会中那边爱主的弟兄姊妹。
It points to in the church, those brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
那我觉得青年弟兄姊妹是特别要注意的。
And I feel that the young people need to really pay attention.
我们做父母的也是一样。
And those who are parents.
我们为着我们的孩子们呢，应该寻找好的属灵同伴。
For our children, we need to find good spiritual companions.
今天很多年轻人失散了。
Today, many of the young people have departed.
因为他们跟着外邦人的朋友啊。
Because they've made friends with people of the world.
那么在侍奉上来讲的话呢
？Now regarding service,
我们能有属灵的同伴是更是重要的。
We having spiritual companions is even more important.
所以要跟那个爱主的人在一起。
So we need to be with those who really love the Lord.
这样你就得到激励。
Then you will be encouraged.
所以我有时候鼓励弟兄姊妹，你要读属灵书报啊，你要读那些真正的爱主的人写的。
So those who read spiritual books, I encourage them to read books from those who really love the Lord.
那么第三件事情
，And the third point.
那我们看见啊，这里啊，那么有更重要的一件事情
，an even more important point，
在路德记第三章里面
，in Ruth chapter 3，
记载的这个故事
，it records the story。
啊，因为拿俄米要为这个路德找的一个家
，that Naomi， you can see Naomi's desire to find a family for Ruth。
他知道波阿斯跟他们是最亲近的一个亲属。
And she knew that Boaz was a relative of hers.
他就希望呢，这个路德呢，能够跟波阿斯结合。
And her desire was that Ruth could be joined with Boaz.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
在那件事情上面
，in this matter，
我们看见路德是多么的顺服啊。
We can see how obedient Ruth was.
所以她对拿俄米说
，So she said to Naomi，
凡你所吩咐我的，我都必遵行。
All that you say, I will do.
这个话实在是非常的美丽。
These words are truly beautiful.
所以呢，我们就看见路德就遵照拿俄米的话。
So you can see that Ruth completely obeyed the words
那
of
么她
Naomi.
沐浴抹膏。
As she anointed herself,
她把自己完全预备好。
And she prepared herself completely.
当然这个沐浴抹膏呢，我们知道是洁净自己，那么活在膏油的里面。
We know this anointing means to cleanse yourself and to live under the holy anointing.
今天你要跟主合而为一。
Today you are to be unified with Christ.
我们知道这是我们今天在主面前需要圣别自己。
And today we know that we need to separate ourselves and sanctify ourselves.
然后呢，要在圣灵的膏油里面。
And we have to be under the covering of the holy oil.
所以这个预表的意思是很清楚的。
So the representation here is very clear.
然后他就到了波阿斯的场上。
And she enters into Boaz's field.
那里讲到波阿斯啊，因为收成的很好，心满意足，就躺在那个麦堆旁边睡了。
And you can see that Boaz, after eating, he was satisfied. He laid down in the grain field.
我说过我不是解经，所以呢，我不详细去说明这一段。
Again, I'm not going to comment, do any commentary on this.
那么路德就顺服拿俄米所告诉他的。
But Ruth did exactly as Naomi said.
这里有一句话很重要。
Here there is a phrase that is very precious.
这就睡在他睡的地方。
Says to lie where in the place where he lies.
因为我们知道圣经中这个睡就预表死亡的。
And we know that in the Bible to sleep means to die.
所以呢，他这里就与主同死。
So here it's dying with Christ.
所以路德记三章的这一记载的这故事是非常美丽的故事。
So the story of Ruth in chapter 3 is very beautiful.
结果呢，我们知道把波阿斯惊醒了。
But we know that Boaz was awakened in the middle of the night.
路德就请波阿斯用他的衣服遮盖他。
And Ruth requested that Boaz cover her.
这都是我们得救的故事。
And this is all speaking of the story of salvation.
因此呢，波阿斯呢，最后呢，就娶路德为妻。
And in the end, Boaz was married to Ruth.
我们知道，路德因此就进入了主耶稣基督的家谱。
And we know that Ruth entered the family of Boaz.
那么路德呢？就走到了旧约是预表的那最重要的那条线上。
And Ruth entered into the Old Testament that most important line.
那就是神旨意的那条线上。
And that is the will of God in that line.
所以呢，他在那里，结果最后做了大卫的曾祖母。
And there she became the great great.Great grandmother of David.
所以那里说波阿斯生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。
And so that's where it said that Boaz had a son Obed, and Obed had Jesse, and Jesse had David.
那我看见这个路德呢，那么走在神。荣耀旨意的那条线上。
And Ruth walked in that glorious line of God.
我们知道今天圣灵的工作。
And today the work of the Holy Spirit.
他总是把我们带到基督那里。
The Spirit always brings us to Christ.
他让我们与基督联合。
And it brings us to the point where we are unified with Christ.
所以今天在新约的时代中。
Today in the New Testament.
真正的顺服
True obedience
就是听圣灵的声音
is to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们能顺着恩膏的教训走的时候
So as long as we can walk under the path of the anointing
你自然就是顺服主顺服神的
Then naturally you will be obedient to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们讲过
I've mentioned already
路德
Ruth
所以能够跟从
was able to follow
所以能够顺服
was able to be obedient
因为 他会放下他的自己。
Because she was able to deny herself
如果今天
fully.
我们的己太强了
Today, if our self-life is too strong,
要叫我们呢顺从，要叫我们跟从就不容易。
If you were to ask us to follow and to be obedient, it's difficult.
感谢神，
But we thank God.
在旧约时代中，
In the Old Testament,
神用了这么一个美丽的故事，
God gave us a beautiful story
来说明神自己的工作。
that speaks to God's own work.
结果我们看见路德这么一个平凡的女子。
That we see this woman in Ruth.
那么她居然在神的旨意中发挥了那么重要的一个影响的力量。
Who is plain and ordinary, but yet she was able to have such a great influence in her time.
那个以色列人五百多年荒凉的日子
that the 500 plus years of being in darkness and chaos
黑暗的日子
in darkness
软弱的日子
in weakness
就因着路德在主面前所蒙的恩典
but yet the grace of God through Ruth
结果带来了转机
caused a major turning
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So, brothers and sisters,
我们何等需要主的恩典啊
！We truly need the grace of God.
让我们从路德身上
，that from the life of Ruth,
学会跟从主
，that we would learn to follow. Him,
从路德身上
，from the life of Ruth,
学会顺服
，that we would learn to be obedient to Him.
我们再说
，and I'll say again,
你没有恩赐不要紧
，if you don't have gifts, it's okay.
你没有才干不要紧。
If you don't have talents, that's okay.
你没有能力不要紧。
If you don't have power, it's okay.
只要我们能够跟从主。
As long as we can follow the Lord.
顺服圣灵的带领。
Be obedient to the Holy Spirit's leading.
神也能够借助我们这些平凡的人。
Then God can use us plain, regular, ordinary people.
神让他的旨意呢，在地上能够。被显明出来
and allow his will to be manifested in this world.
所以感谢主啊
So we thank God.
这个故事给我们带来非常大的鼓舞和激励
That this story can bring a huge encouragement to us.
所以愿主祝福所有的弟兄和姊妹
So may God bless all the brothers and sisters.
让我们在今天这个荒凉的时代里面
that today in times of chaos,
我们不必寄望这个要有什么样的一种大的恩赐大的能力
we don't need to place our hope in having gifts or these powers
当然神也使用这些恩赐使用这些能力
of course God uses gifts and powers
但是我们看见这里一个很强烈的对比
But here we see a powerful contrast.
这个路德呢，好像没有做什么大事。
That we see Ruth, she's never done any great things before.
但是产生的影响呢
？But the influence that she brought
比那些士师们的影响更大。
Was the influence she had was much greater than those of the judges.
这个对我们岂不是一个非常大的鼓励吗
？Shouldn't this be a huge encouragement to us?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
但愿我们每一个人轻看自己
May we not look lightly upon ourselves
啊，让我们学习像路德一样
That we would learn to be like Ruth
就在我们平凡的生活里面
That in our regular life
天天跟随主
We follow the Lord every day
顺服圣灵的带领
That we were obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit
我想这样神在我们身上就有出路
Then the Lord can work in us.
好，我想我们今天晚上的交通就停在这里。
I think we'll conclude the fellowship tonight.
我们请低头在一点祷告。
We bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are truly thankful to you.
我们知道你还没有回来。
We know that you have not yet returned.
你不是迟延，你才是宽容我们。
You're not delaying, but you are giving us opportunity.
你还让我们在地上可以服侍你。
That we can still serve you in this world.
主啊，我们也谢谢你。
We thank you.
借着路德的故事。
That through the story of Ruth.
告诉我们。
You tell us.
即使我们是一个平凡的人，
Even though we are ordinary people,
我们没有多大的恩赐和能力，
we don't have gifts or powers,
我们也没有什么聪明和智和才干。
we don't have much intellect or wisdom,
但是你也可以用我们。
but yet you can still use us.
我愿我们能像路德一样。
May we be like Ruth.
天天的生活中跟随你。
That daily we would follow you.
学会顺服圣灵的恩膏的教训。
That we would learn to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
主啊，愿在今天这个黑暗的日子当中。
Lord, that in these days of darkness and chaos,
你在我们身上有出路。
May you give us a way out.
愿你的旨意能够施行在地上。
May your will be done in this world.
求你祝福这些话语。
May you bless these words.
借着真理的圣灵引我们进入实际。
That the spirit of truth would bring everything into reality.
主啊，愿你鼓舞每个弟兄和姊妹。
May you encourage every brother and sister.
没有一个人轻看自己。
No one would look lightly upon
我们都愿意把自己交在主的手中。
But that we would all be willing to submit ourselves to you fully.
我愿求你让我们学个功课，能放下自己。
That we would learn the lesson of denying ourselves.
主啊，愿你得荣耀。
Lord, may you be glorified.
愿你的名被高举。
May your name be exalted.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.